No love, no courage. I have written about it, I've even quoted Lao Tzu, because of great love one is courageous. Lao Tzu taught effortless action, which is in line with life, he calls Tao. But if the fundamental understanding of life is missing, if life is fundamentally misunderstood, then that quote is misunderstood. We, humans, have that love is something you feel for another person. Or for ice cream, or a puppy. More often, lol. But what if the love Lao Tzu is talking about is something entirely different? What is love? What if love is simply following the dictates of life? Life wants more life. Life wants more abundant life. That is the base nature of life. What if the wolf protects her young not because of her love of her offspring, but because life wants more life, and therefore you protect your young? What if the love a mother feels for the little thing she just gave birth to is a chemically induced feeling so she takes care of the new life so it can grow up to create more life? Unfortunately, we humans have cut our ties to life, and have made up our own rules, about everything. What is good, what is wrong, what is life, and how things work. Then some individuals come around and start teaching you to stop being so goddamn smart, too smart for your own good, and just follow life. And there was plenty of life before humans, plenty. And even since humans there is life, even though we do everything in our power to destroy it all and we are heading towards succeeding at it. Back to Eden. I watched a documentary the other day. I watched it for the nth time. It's called Encrot, Back to Eden Encrot. It's about a Washington State gardener, who recreated the natural state of growing food, respected life, and created a Garden of Eden that is sustainably rich, growing fruits and vegetables, unlike anyone has anywhere else on Earth. The dude, lacking formal education, turned to the Bible and used it as a blueprint for a life. Quite phenomenal, if you ask me, one in many billions. Maybe I was inspired by how he looked. I listened more with my body than my mind, more to how he was than what he said, without resistance, and it activated something in me. So, yesterday, when a student asked me how he could activate courage, I suddenly knew the answer. I've had the answer all along, but living the answer or speaking the answer are two different things. Positive deviance. Marshall Thurber says people like this dude in Washington State are encrot, positive deviance encrot. Deviance, because they do what they do not from their minds, they know what they know not from tree of knowledge. They are directly connected to the tree of life. And the knowledge that comes from the tree of life makes them one in a billion, a freak, a deviant. Some deviants know how to do agriculture, i.e. grow plants that feed you, give you shelter, give you clothing. Some deviants know how to feed your young so they are strong and resilient. Some deviants know how to return you to your own energy sources and get you back to health. No tree of knowledge. Tree of knowledge is destroying life. At this point, even the space, or the possibility of life. This is what the Bible said in the story of the apple. It is not about anything else. The tree of knowledge tells you that your opinion is reality. That if you say you are hated, that is reality. That your personal reality is reality. Or just because you want it, you can have it. Or because you say someone is lesser than you, then it is true, and it gives you the right to hate them, kill them, whatever you do is okay. But if you look inside of you, it has even gone further. It has made you rootless, groundless, selfless. You don't know why you are alive, because you are separated from life. You make up shit, like you are alive to help others, you are alive to be happy, and such happy horseshit. That ultimately leaves you empty, hollow, unfulfilled, and alienated. Producers versus consumers. When 1% of the world's population is producing what the 99% consumes, the 99% is unhappy, unfulfilled, and cut from life. In the book Brave New World, the 99% needs to be drugged all the time, needs to be brainwashed from the beginning, because the inner tension is unbearable. Ayn Rand was onto something. She glimpsed a little corner of the truth, that unless you are a producer, you are unhappy, and a slave or a slave driver, a second-hander, and an enemy and a threat to life. I've proven it in my core group, the moment people learned a method to produce, the aliveness, the level of happiness went so much higher. You would not recognize the people there. So yeah. That's why it is now part of the Integrity Workshop, the practice to be a producer. How to have courage. Now, after this many words, what is my answer to the student who wants to become courageous? My answer is that because of love, one is courageous. Before you can be courageous, you need to be up to something. You need to find your own unique expression of life, and be up to aligning yourself with it. Then, and only then, will courage come and be there. Because courage belongs only to the ones who serve life. And remember, life wants more life. Life only cares about you, personally, to the degree your activity serves life. Unfair? Oh yeah. In the Instant Coherence workshop, I was working with a small group of people, who were resisting me every step of the way. The goal of the workshop is to help you invent a context for your life, every area of your life, a context that is aligned with life, and puts you square in charge to create more life. Tree of Knowledge is in the way, every step of the way. People's concept is to invent something bombastic, blustery, and then be done with it, return to their lives and feel better about themselves. Every single person has been resisting realigning their lives to something they say. Going from where humans are now, 100% tree of knowledge, killing life, and surviving, the way to the tree of life, is not a straight line, not something I have been able to cause. So far. But it's not over till the fat lady sings. Maybe surprising. I don't know, but through many courses I am seeing that dealing with the foundation of your life, your relationship with yourself is the key to changing this for you. So I am putting a lot of energy into the soaring method, where we do that like magicians, and in the integrity workshop where we attend to every facet of life, so we can take your life back from the tree of knowledge. So your word, your activity in life can be in harmony in life, so you can be happy, fulfilled, and have inner harmony and love. You can take two paths. Both include both the soaring method and the integrity workshop, just one difference, live course or recorded course. If you learn well alone, get the recorded soaring method. You'll need, for full success, a digging session, digging for your doom, so I can pull your anchor to doom, and set you free. The soaring method works 100 times better if you do that. Get your anchor to doom pulled. If you can demonstrate to me that you can rename yourself, I'll add you to the Live Soaring Method course, where you can get the support of the community and interact with me directly, both on the call and in email. But no matter what version of the Soaring Method you do, I recommend that you also do the Integrity Workshop. In that workshop I'll teach you every trick and practice that I know to take you all the way to heaven on earth. I promise you that. Get your Soaring Method Home Study course. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/soaring. You can get the first month of the Integrity Workshop free. Or just sign up to the Integrity Workshop. www.yourvibration.com/1/integrity. It starts on the 27th of March.